City of North Vancouver property owners could see an overall 6.89% increase in municipal taxes under the proposed 2025 budget. Council members and financial staff met last week to discuss the 2025 budget. Thanks to the capital plan budget decreasing and grants from the provincial, federal governments and TransLink, the increase could have been much higher. The capital plan budget is proposed for $82.8 million, a $58.9 million decrease from 2024, due to no major new projects for the city in 2025. Taxpayers could see a 0.25% increase directed to the North Shore Neighborhood House project this year, down from 1% increase in 2024. Operating costs are up 6.8%, with finance staff estimating a $110.3 million budget. Main drivers for the hike are for finance and IT services, RCMP contract and IHIT increases, and the city's transition to ECOM for 911 services and wage increases included in the city's collective agreements with unionized staff and with the North Vancouver Recreation and Culture Commission and North Vancouver City Library. The budget also anticipates extending library hours on Sundays and adding more summer staffing for events. Staff said 319 submissions of public input were sent to the city about the budget, the largest number they've seen to date. Budget for a covered skate park at the new Harry Jerome Community Recreation Center, improved transportation and a decrease in property tax or fee increases were the top three issues the public wanted to bring to council, staff said about the survey's open comment section. Members of the local sports community spoke at the meeting, asking council to reconsider construction plans to add a roof over the skate park for the new recreation center. The much-needed roof has not been included in the current construction plans, which means the park will be empty most of the year due to our infamous North Vancouver rains, said North Vancouver resident Mike Tancredi. It is my sincere hope that the city will resolve to meaningfully address this long-standing community need in a real, tangible way in the 2025 budget. Councillors on board with budget, address skate park roof concerns. Council members had little issue with the proposed budget and tax increase, though there were questions about adding a roof to the skate park. When staff last investigated in 2016, there was an estimated cost of $1.30 to $2 million. Staff said the skate park roof was evaluated low priority based on estimated numbers for usage. I do feel disappointed because I know we did spend some money building a second skate park at Mayen, Cowan. Holly Back said, I guess in retrospect, just wait and put a roof on this one. ECOM cost too high, councillor says. Councillor Shervin Shariari raised concern about the annual cost of the ECOM service being too high. In a staff report, it states the 911 service could cost $996,400 more in 2025. According to staff, ECOM is a more reliable service and there is potential room for reduced costs in future years, Cowan. Jessica Mulroy echoed the call for reduced policing costs. I do support the request to look at the RCMP budget and see if we can maybe find some wiggle room in that other operating plan, she said. Mayor Linda Buchanan said she too would like to see changes in the policing budget that could result in a lower tax increase. Other concerns raised. Shariari raised concerns over whether the budget accounts the tariff risks Canada could face in the future. Staff said it wasn't something they took into account when creating this year's financial plan, but if something does happen, staff will bring a revised financial plan to council. Thinking about some of the uncertainties that we may be facing in the coming months and year regarding geopolitical uncertainties that we have, I think this is probably not the year to go and tighten our belts too much, Shariari said. Staff will bring the revised financial plan back to council in March. Abby Luciano is the Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter for the North Shore News. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. Luciano at nsnews.com https://x.com/AbbyLuciano https://bsky.app/profile/abbyluciano.bsky.social Want to stay updated on North Vancouver and West Vancouver news? Sign up for our free daily newsletter.